This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Continuing my conversation with David Capellian, managing editor at WorldNetDaily.com. The book is How Evil Works, Understanding and Overcoming the Destructive Forces that are Transforming America. And if you've caught our last couple of pieces of this conversation, you know that we've obviously discussed a lot of different areas where evil has pervaded our culture, both on the world stage as well as right into the home and schools of our families and kids. And David, this book is not without hope, however. You talk in the end about solutions and reversing this trend. First of all, you talk about an end run around the media. How's that done?
Well, you got to do it because the media have gone insane. I'm talking about the so-called mainstream media. I think we saw in the 2008 election where they, as I say in the last chapter, basically collectively picked up Barack Obama, held him high overhead, and ran giddily across the finish line. And now they're still so invested in this guy who's too big to fail, they can't admit that they made a horrible, horrible mistake in giving us Barack Obama as president. So if you're going to get a message out, you have to go around that. And fortunately, there is a true revolution going on in America in the news media. We have what we call the new media, which is what you and I are doing right now. It's internet, it's talk radio, it's, I would count Fox News in there, it's the bloggers, it's people with cell phone cameras, it's people that call in to radio talk shows. It's everybody that's working really on the side of truth, and because we are so steeped in deception, not just politically, in every area, our experts and our schools and our colleges. So when you get around to, well, okay, we get it. What do we do to turn this around? The place we have to start, okay, we have to start by seeing truly and speaking truly. You know, one of my favorite quotes from Orwell, who knew a lot about totalitarianism, wrote 1984 and Animal Farm. George Orwell said, during times of universal deceit, speaking the truth is a revolutionary act. And that's a spiffy saying, but it really means something. It doesn't just mean it's a great thing. A revolutionary act is something that actually changes the whole system that you're in. We have a system of deception going right now, and there's something about speaking the truth, which is why I love talk radio. I love hearing, you know, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and everybody speaking the truth so boldly every day. It has a way of making lies and deception sort of fall apart in a thousand different ways. But going beyond that, you know, just look, in the political realm, the single most important thing politically right now is to not split the power and the influence and the vote of true freedom-loving Americans. All this talk, we get confused with liberal, conservative, left, right, Democrat, Republican. What you have is real Americans, like the Tea Party Americans, normal, hardworking, tax-paying, you know, faithful Americans, and then you have the freak show in Washington. See, that's the real divide. And the problem is a third party at this time would be suicidal. Whether you call them conservatives, independents, real Americans, pick your label, they have to stick together. You know, Ben Franklin said, we must all hang together or assuredly we shall all hang separately. And I can assure you that the Obama camp would like nothing more than to see a third party emerge here and split the vote next November. So to me, that's a no-brainer. Liberals are, you know, overestimating their strength, and unless they can really change the voting rules by way of amnesty and vote fraud and universal registration, all their usual stuff, they're going to lose big in November if we don't blow it in some way. But that's really just the beginning. You know, these people, frankly, are devious, and they are like the Terminator. If you remember in the first Terminator movie, they never give up. You think it's dead, it comes back. It's just not in their nature. So ultimately, let's say that we get through next November and Congress changes hands and it kind of neutralizes the power of this crazy White House. To make this last beyond the next election, so it's not just, okay, then the Republicans screw up and now we vote for Democrats and then they screw up and then we vote for Republicans. To really make it last, America has to re-embrace its core values. And with those core values, it has to take back all the other institutions of society, because that is what the left has done. That's what good people have to do. You've got, you know, the truth is that we hear a lot of talk about, okay, the platform going forward, you know, has got to be, you know, limited government, free markets, strong defense, you know, guard our borders, all that. That's exactly right. But these things will not be sustained by themselves, okay? They need to be sustained by our core, original American values, call them Judeo-Christian values if you want. Because if you remember John Adams, our second president, he said this. He said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And we are seeing the truth of that right now.
David, just a very short period of time left here. Another topic that you talk about in your solutions chapter is let evil speak for itself. But when there are so many voices out there, as you just pointed out, preaching evil as the truth, how do people realize that it is the evil that they're hearing?
Well, I was using that as a heading to explain what Charlton Heston, one of my heroes, Charlton Heston, did. He talked about it in his famous speech at Harvard. But basically, one of the very famous things he did, he went to an investor stockholders meeting for Time Warner with like 1,000 people in Beverly Hills, and he stood up and he just simply read the lyrics out loud from the Cop Killer rap song by Ice-T. And he didn't say, this is horrible, this is bad. He just stood up and said, you're selling this. This is a cash cow for you. I'm going to read the lyrics. And he read the whole lyrics. And they were talking about killing policemen and about sodomizing, Tipper Gore's children. That's why I say it was evil speaking for itself, but it was done in a way where it was undeniable. There was no defense. They terminated Ice-T's contract a month or two later. He went out in the hallway and the media, he read more lyrics to the media, and the media said, you know, we can't print this stuff. And Heston shoots back. He says, yeah, I know. He says, but Time Warner is still selling it. And lots of times things are so bad that we can't even express it. And that's how it persists. Abortion is a good example. You know, the fact that the reason why partial birth abortion was banned was because they finally showed what it was. And when normal people, pro-choice people, people say, well, I think women need to have a right to choose and schmooze, and when they see, oh, this is a full-term baby, you're sticking a scissors in the back of its skull, you're sucking out its brain, I don't think we should do that in America. I'm against that, okay? And that's why once they actually see it, this is the evil speaking for itself. They actually see it, They got to go against it.
Again, the book is How Evil Works, Understanding and Overcoming the Destructive Forces That Are Transforming America. David, thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks, Greg.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.